Спасибо, госпожа председатель.
Thank you very much, Madam President. The Republic of Belarus is a real Bible party to the Convention on Humane Weapons, as well as all of its protocol and amendment to Article 1 of the Convention. We consider the Convention as one of the most timely, authoritative, and important international agreements that sets realistic standards that can be universally applied, both in the area of international security, disarmament, and arms control, and in the area of international humanitarian law as well. In the Republic of Belarus, measures are taken on a regular basis to implement the norms of the Convention and its protocols at the national level, and also to implement the decision taken during the meetings of states parties. For example, on a regular basis, we submit our reports related to obligations under Protocol 2 as amended and Protocol 5, as well as annual information as part of the compliance mechanism to the Convention. We've carried out successful work in Belarus to remove explosive remnants of war and anti-personnel mines. Since 1944, more than 27.5 million units of explosive objects have been identified and removed in the Republic of Belarus. This year, doubly was a result of the First and Second World War. Today, the Republic of Belarus and the European Union are continuing their work under the project on the removal of devices that contain PFM-1 mines. And we're continuing this work that are still in the armed forces of the Republic of Belarus. A Spanish company, Expal, is working to implement this project, and a special facility was developed to destroy the PFM-1 mines. More than €3,900,000 were allocated to this work, and we have eliminated about 3 million PFM-1 mines, which represents 90% from their overall number. As a party to the CCW since 1981, the Republic of Belarus focuses on the need to carry out additional steps to ensure the universalization of the Convention and its protocols. We take a positive view of the fact that since the previous review conference, the number of states parties now is 123. Outside of the Convention and its protocols, we still see a number of countries that still produce or possess these weapons, and also these states are from post-conflict areas and some regions that face problems of anti-personnel mines and ERW. And we believe that states, regional, international, and non-governmental organizations should continue efforts in their respective regions to promote universalization. The delegation of the Republic of Belarus also is ready to support constructive proposals aimed at improving the work on strengthening the implementation of the provisions of the Convention and its additional protocols. And here we'd like to express our gratitude to the coordinators of work under Protocol 5 and under AP2, and also thank the Implementation Support Group for very effective work. We should consider to review questions that may have a great importance for the future development of the Convention. These may include laws and MOTAPAMs. If we think about other issues to discuss, we have to remember the specific features that make the CCW a unique disarmament mechanism. On one hand, this unique nature is related to the fact that it brings together countries that produce and possess weapons, and at the same time those who are very active in support of arms control and limiting their use in light of humanitarian considerations. Also, the decisions and recommendations prepared in the CCW are always based on a careful balance of political, humanitarian, and defensive interests. And this is why we need to preserve this unique nature of our Convention. And this is especially important these very difficult times for disarmament. In conclusion, I'd like to once again assure you of the readiness of the delegation of Belarus to actively participate with all interested parties during the work of this review.